Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, K-Tickle. If a pimp is running down the street, he's about to do what?
He's about to tell them hoes, stop all that damn talking and go back to damn what?
Down anywhere again. Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, she said 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the Million Dollar
Jeopardy, hurry up!
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
Hot wife to be loose. I mean, I need to know what Miss TAZ is going to look like.
I have picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagami. Carrying over the threshold, I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got the back. Baby got your back. I like big butts, and I cannot
hold
deny.
Hold up, sir. Money a lot.
We didn't have no money. And here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 97.
Yeah, at least 20 years ago. Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. Now, we can't eat. I said, now, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us though. And I said, the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please.
What breeds? Really,
say what I wish you, I'll never go back.
Truly,
here is a lesson that I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Hey, and from the second book, if it ain't making money, you said, if I slap an H, I expect my money. Well, go on to elaborate, K-Tickle.
Let me tell you something. It says what it says. If you put your money in a slot machine and your bag of potato chips don't come out, you slap that machine. And what happens?
I'm through. Mr. Turner. For real than a mug. Let's get this in a movie and get one of these young up and coming hip hop artists to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip hop, so.
Correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
This is ATAZP, another TAZ production, live on Blog Talk Radio. Your host, T-A-Z. And I got on the line Mac from Blackmail ATL. Mac, you on the line?
Yes, yeah. What's going on? That what you mean?
What's up, man? I got another number, 337. Please identify yourself. 337 area code.
Drew Stubbs.
What's up, Drew? I'm going to talk to both of y'all at the same time. Cause y'all both been on the show before, a matter of fact, a couple of times. And you guys can take off your shoes, get something to drink. You're at home right here because I love both of you guys' music for real. I want to start with Mac, Blackmail ATL. What's up, man? What's been going on with you since the last time you've been on the show?
Yeah, we've been just doing a lot of things, man, working on the new CD and stuff like that. In the meantime, you know, we're big football fans, and later on in the, you know, in the, when we come back later on in the month, man, we do this thing for the Falcons. We're going to do a whole sports section with all the sports themes that we do. Also, man, we just did this thing for the Jerry Springer Show, and we were able to go on the show. You know, we submitted a video, and we made a video. And we let the people across the country vote on video and stuff like that. And, you know, we got a chance to go on the show and, you know, perform live on Jerry Springer with the song that we wrote for Jerry Springer Show, man. But it was fat, though. It was nice, man. It was real nice.
Cool. And like I said, I checked that video out, too. I was liking it. I was tripping. I was on Jerry, and he's letting black folks go on there and tear up the stage. Y'all was doing y'all thing, man. I like that.
appreciate it. But, you know, this is kind of... Taz, this is kind of strange, man. Actually, I'm in my car, and I'm on my cell phone doing the interview right now, and I'm almost at the house, and I was wondering, because I know my reception on the cell phone's like that. What I'm going to do
just
is...
Call back.
I'm going to call you from another number, a landline, okay?
Cool.
Okay,
let me bounce Drew Stars here. Drew!
Okay.
Now,
all right.
Drew, remember, I remember having you on there, and me and my co-host, she's in Arizona. She's not with the show as much anymore. But we were feeling your one song, man. And I just want to know, did you pump that as a single, man?
Man, no, I didn't.
Man, I wish you would have.
No, man, I didn't do it, man. I didn't do it. I actually went with another joint.
Oh, okay.
More on Instagram.
So what's been going on with you since the last time you've been on the show?
Man, a lot, man. I'm just getting back from Chicago. I did an event out there for Hope Worldwide. It's it's like a national, well, actually worldwide foundation. They go around and, you know, they try to make a change for like different communities and.
We had you on the air.
They go out and help out, you know, people in Haiti. And whatnot. And I went out there and performed this new song I have called It's a Shame. And I've been back and forth in the studio, and I'm back at the you know, the performance scene.
Right, well, I'm glad you're still doing your thing, man, because you know, a lot of people that I do talk to, by the time a year pass around, they on to something else, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you're still doing your thing because, like I said, I love both of you guys' music. I got Mac back on the line. Mac, you there?
Yeah, we had to switch phones, man.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play both of one song, It's a Shame, by Drew Stars, and then I'm going to play Go Hard by Blackmail ATL.
All right, yeah.
We're going to do it both. We're going to play them both back-to-back. Here we go. Drew Stars with It's a Shame, baby. On ATAZP Live.
Things they never change.
Something how the pain's stronger now. Something how the love faded out. Where do we go from here? Look at all the kids crying out. Seems like no one cares. Whether they live or die. I said,
break, 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 break. y'all. It's your girl, Kel the Music, a.k.a. Diva, and I'm chilling with my boy Taz on ATAZP Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to tell y'all what, Mac and Juice Stars, that's going to make me mad tonight because I got these songs on MP3, and I didn't put them on CD. I'm going to have to put them on CD so I can listen to them in the car now. I'm mad. I'm sitting up here going, man, that, because I never listened to the music beforehand. I listened during the show. So I'm like, man, I got to put these on CD after the show. I like both those cuts. I want to ask y'all both the question, Drew going first. Do you guys write your music, and do you actually produce it, or you got somebody else doing music for you? Drew, you can go first.
I write all of my music. I write and vocally arrange. And
okay.
I go to the studio and I collaborate with this other artist. Her name is Lady Kim, and she does like the production on it. But yeah.
Okay, cool. That's cool. Matt.
Yo, Zoo.
What do you guys come up with your own music? I'm sure you write your own lyrics. I got to believe that. But do you do the music, the production in too as well?
Yeah, it's two of us. You know, we do the writing and the production on all of our own stuff. So you know, my man Fun Fun, he's still here beside me.
Yeah, what's up, buddy? What's up, Taz?
What's up, dog? What's up, dog? I don't know if he was with you or not. I get ready to say, man, you got another partner in the group, right? So, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, he was driving way over here. When he got here, that's when we got on the house phone. But, yeah, we keep everything in-house. We do it all together, you know. We do all the writing. We do all the production. That's all live guitars and all that stuff. That's all us.
And we shoot our own videos, too.
Yeah.
Man, you see that? They doing everything. I got D. Lovely on the phone from Florida, my guest host. DJ, say something. Well, DJ, you going to say something? Of course, we can't hear you. I guess you're breaking up, D. You might have to call back in because I can't hear Nathan. But anyway, okay, Drew, you said you were performing, right? What are some of the biggest places that you actually performed in?
This recent show I just did in Chicago. I performed in front of 2,000 college students. That song that you just heard, It's a Shame. And, I got another show coming up in October of this year. And that's going to be a pretty good show, pretty big show, too, coming up. But, yeah, I'd have to say this past show that I did in Chicago, it is for Hope Worldwide, man. It's that was actually a different type of feel for me because, you know, I took the music to a different area this time.
Right. What college was it?
It's actually colleges all over the nation.
Oh, okay then. Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mac, the Black Male ATL. Where is some of the biggest venues besides Jerry Springer Show, which was national, I know, but, you know, just performing?
Yeah, that was pretty big, but we also have, you know, we do the thing down at the Georgia Dome when football season starts, you know, by doing the
right
with the Falcons and stuff like that. So, man, we got, like, I want the number to go crazy, but usually we got, like, anywhere from, like, 60,000 to 70,000 every game, every, you know, game day Sunday, and we do that every game day, man. So that's probably, like, the biggest venue that we got during football season and stuff
like Georgia
that.
Dome.
Yeah, the Georgia Dome, man.
And they're working on us doing one of the halftime shows because we've already done two videos for, you know, we've done two Falcon songs and we cut two videos for them and posted them up and the hits are off the ceiling, you know, as far as, as far as the songs. And we constantly get, updates and stuff from other people that's on the site and, you know, Falcon fans, and they're like, yo, man, I really dig the song, dig the video, you know, Falcons go, you know, we're going to make it this time. So, you know, it's that type of thing, kind of community orientated. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. But you know, the best part about that actually was we kind of scrubbed some of them New Orleans folk the wrong way. And, you know, they come to the site and they start, you know, talking about us and stuff like that. So when you start making... You got motivators and that. So we got a little thing going with New Orleans and stuff like that. So every time they come here, man, it is nothing but love, man. But I'm just saying, man, it's a real it's a beautiful rivalry, man. And it's awesome, man.
Well, I want y'all to explain the song Jiffy Go Pop, because that's what I'm going to play next.
Okay. Jiffy Go Pop, I mean, once you play the song, it's going to be kind of self-explanatory. And what we did with this particular song, like we were saying in the first song, you know, we pull on a lot of old school stuff, and we, you know, we put the flip on it to have the new style thing going on. And if you listen to it, it's all about pop that Jiffy. Now, you figure that one out.
Jiffy Cone,
okay. Drew Starrs, I want you to explain Love on the Moon, because when I seen that title, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I was about ready to play it. But out of the secret code of not playing the music until I get on the show, I didn't. But Love on the Moon is an interesting title. So tell me about that song, Drew.
That song, man. The ladies love it, man. It's just self-explanatory, you know, because, you know, I didn't mention, you know, not to jump off subject, but I was on 106 in Park last year. In April.
Yeah, I remember
and that.
That
was one of the biggest, you know, shows that I've done. But I have to say that song "Love on the Moon" is, whenever you in love with your significant other, and you wind up getting into that mode and that mood, you wind up drifting away, you know, into you know a different galaxy in a different place. So, you know. You know, it'll explain itself. I can't spoil it, so I'll let you, let the ladies, you know, listen to it and take it the way they want.
All right, we're going to play Jiffy Go Pop first by Blackmail ATL, and then Drew Starrs, Love on the Moon, on ATAZP Live.
Make the Jiffy Go Pop, pop that Jiffy Go Pop, make the Jiffy Go Pop.
Make that jiffy go pop. it, but I seen it.
Let the oil change.
I wanna take you away tonight, somewhere you probably dreamed of me. Let me fulfill your fantasy. So baby, come and ride with me. But the gravity is not like where we are. We're taken by sensation. We're on Mars. There's nothing to distract us but the stars. It's just me and you tonight. And baby girl, here we are.
The moon. No one will ever know. It'll keep us in the mood. However long you wanna go. No sunshine tonight. No need for candlelight. The moon is just right there on top of the moon. The moon. The moon. The moon here is just right. Baby girl, relax, we got nothing but time. Your body's got me losing my mind. I wanna please you just one step at a time. Cause if we go too fast, we might just drift away. And I don't wanna lose you in this galactic foreplay. So just hold on, baby, I'm taking you for a ride. And girl, I want you to just enjoy your night. Oh, oh.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Behina, from Queens, all the way from the NYC. I am a female independent artist, in which I am a singer, songwriter, and I produce my own tracks. That's right, y'all. So come check me out at dhynesunlimited.net. That is spelled D-H-Y-N-E-Z, unlimited.net. This is coming live from the ATAZ radio station in the ATL. So peace, love, and happiness to you all. Most of all, keep it real with yourself as well as others. Peace out.
ATAZP, live on Blog Talk Radio. Got guests Drew Starr and Blackmail ATL. Like I said, I'm already mad. Y'all, I'm going to have to stay up extra and put this thing on CD because I like both of those joints as well. I want to ask you both a question. Where do you want your music to go in the next 5 years? I'm going to let Blackmail ATL answer that first, and then followed by Drew Starrs. Where do you want your music to go in the next 5 years?
Be perfectly honest, we want to grow within the next 5 years along with our music, and we just want it to be exposed to the masses, because we do believe we have something to say. The first song was kind of deep with the lyrical content, you know. And the track that you just played, Jiffy Go Pop, you know, it's just kind of cute little thing just to kind of groove with. But the majority of our music, the lyrical content is saying something. And we just personally feel that a lot of the music these days is just, you know, the lyrical content is not even there, you know. And so we want our music to, you know, reach the masses, and hopefully we can, you know, say something to, you know, people that they can kind of take with them. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I kind of like about your other boy on the line, man. I really like his lyrical content, and he's saying some things, and that's what we're missing in music these days, you know. So we just want our music to continue to grow, and just, you know, be there 5 and 10 years from now, you know.
That's right, Drew. Matter of fact, I'm finna go get me a spacesuit right now, man, so I can go make some love on the moon, man.
Drew, what's the same question to you? Where you want your music to go 5 years from now? And like I said, man, hey, that had me going, man. That cat hit a note one time. On the moon. But gone.
Man, I just got to start off, man. I really appreciate y'all, man. As much love, man. Same here, bro.
Right.
I mean, I got to say, I'm pretty much with, you know, on the same path with them, with these guys, because, you know, like they said, man, music is taking a big turn, man. It's really not meaningful, like, and really, I would love for my music to go mainstream and, you know, do what Michael Jackson did, but nobody could ever fill the shoes of Michael Jackson. I'm just sorry, man. That Michael Jackson just took it to a different level that I don't know. It'd have to be a miracle for somebody to come back and do what he's done and bless people like he's blessed. But like I say, man, I would love for my music to take off and become big, and I want everybody, when they hear the music, just to be inspired by it. And
right.
You know, it's really whatever God wants, because honestly, I do this for the passion. I do this for love, and I know you guys are doing it, you know, the same way. And wherever the music takes off, and however it takes off, man, you know, either way, it's a blessing. As long as I'm able to continue to do it, and you know, have fun with it.
Yeah, do it and stay true to it.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Right. DJ, are you on the line now? Can we hear you?
Of course, I'm here, sweetheart. You know I'm here. I've just been listening.
Oh, Okay, well, what do you have to say? You listened to, I think, 3 songs. You came in at the end of the...
Don't put me on blast. I came in early enough. Don't start.
Okay, my bad. Let me shut up. let you speak.
Bad. This marriage is going bad real fast. I see right now.
So how do you like the songs?
I actually like both. I like what I've heard so far. I think my favorite right now is Jiffy Goes Pop. Now, I don't know if that has anything to do with my personality, but I really did like that.
You go, girl.
And you probably, it probably helps that you got on silver, too.
You know what I'm talking about. You're doing it again. I see you doing it again.
You guys, how long have y'all both Black Male ATL and Drew Starr, how long have you been singing and performing? That's one question I did not ask the last time. I mean, y'all sound like y'all been some pros for years, you know, like the OJs, you know what I'm saying? They've been together for years. So, I mean, how long have you guys been performing? I'm starting with Drew first.
Me, it's always been a passion since 6 years old. That's when I discovered it. But I've been, like, really performing, about 6 years now. Going on 6 years now. I gotta think about it. Strong. I started at the age of 21.
Is that like hitting it every day? And you know what I'm saying? Like you in the NBA, you know what I'm saying? Is it like hitting it every day?
yeah, like it just be part of me every day. Like, and you know, I dance too, so anywhere that I would go. You know how they clown Omarion, but he always doing some dance steps. You know, that's how I would be. And I just keep up my vocals, singing every day, and then, you know, writing. Anytime I feel something within my spirit, or I go through anything, I write it. And that's my way to just, you know, get it out. You know, instead of just keeping it all boggled in and just, you know, expressing myself. So, but I've been doing it for 6 years now, strong.
Cool. Black Male ATL.
Well, for me, like I said, actually, before we teamed up, you know, I was with another group called 20 Hertz, man, and we were together for about 10 years. And I guess it kind of started for me, like, in high school and stuff like that. But when 20 Hertz broke up, you know, I did my little solo thing, but I knew me, I'm stronger with another person. I'm not a machine by myself. I know that I need other components. I'm like, as you would say, a quarterback. I know that I need a line, a running back, a wide receiver, tailback, fullback. I need a team. That's what I know, you know. So I always try to surround myself with somebody. When I've been knowing Fun, like, forever, man. Matter of fact, they used to produce some of my solo stuff like that. But, I mean, I was cool solo, but I'm more of a team person, you know. That's me.
Right, Black Male, the group Black Male ATL has pretty much been in existence for about 5 years now, and our personal history goes back quite a ways. I know, like mine, for example, I've been at it, and this is all I've been doing since about the age of 16. So, you know, and I'm not going to say how old I am now, but I ain't quite there with the OJs, but, you know.
Yeah.
I've been doing it every day, you know, since about, the, you know, 16, and this is all I've ever done. I've been fortunate enough and blessed enough to have been able to make a good living and take care of my family and all of this, just doing what I really love, which is music, and that's a blessing within itself, man, to get up and wake up and do what you want to do every day, and, you know, you get paid for it, and it's just, you know, I'm just blessed to have been able to do it for such a long time. And like I say, Black Male, we've been in existence for about 5 years. So, you know, we still, as far as Black Male is concerned, we're still new at the game, you know, the group itself. But the talent and everything and the knowledge is there. So
for years, yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot to draw on.
That's cool, man, because I do music myself, so I know what y'all talking about. Everything y'all said, I was like, yeah, I've been through that. yeah. And it's a blessing just to be able to do what you like to do and continue to do it. So who are some of you guys' favorites out there? Because, of course, if y'all do music, I know y'all listen to music like I do. I keep my ear to the ground at all times. So who are some of your favorites? Even if they're not, you know, they don't have to be a, you know, national artist. I mean, they could be underground because, like I said, I love you guys, you know, and I listen to you guys and I talk about a lot of times I talk to different artists to go hit your different sites up so they can listen to your music. So, like I asked them now, who is your favorite? Now, it don't have to be famous, you know, but it could be.
Well, me personally, I like to listen to a lot of, believe it or not, country and western, you know.
I'm right there with you, bro. Turn on the country western
radio station, and I listen to a lot of that because I like the storylines and, you know, and of course I like
the lyrics
and all that kind of stuff, but they have real good stories, so... A lot of the country and western artists are, you know, what I'm kind of feeling right now. And of course, one of my favorite singers of all time is Phil Perry. That's who I, you know, I listen to his vocal, and it's like, oh, my God, you know. So, and right now, I think I'm becoming a fan of my man. What's his name? What's your name?
Drew Starr.
Yeah, okay.
Drew Starr. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so that's where I am, man, you know.
Yeah, I'm more or less, you know, even though I rap, you know, I really don't even listen to a whole lot of rap music. Actually, I like R&B a lot, because for one, I can't sing, so I just do my part with rapping. So, but I'm more or less, I like R&B. I like more or less slow jams. Those are more my thing. I just like good music. I mean, I can't put a label on the, like, one person, because, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're national or not, you know. If it's a good song, it's a good song, and that's, like, what I like.
For real. Drew. Who are some of your favorite artists?
I actually, you know, I'm always going to be a Michael Jackson fan to the day I leave this planet, dog. I've gained, you know, a big respect for the country world, like you guys are saying, man, and soft rock, because, like, right now I'm a big fan. I don't know if you guys know the Script. It's like a soft rock band, and you know, I've been listening to, you know, that type of music, and like you say, they have something to say. It's just like the lyrics and the storylines are just, to me, is amazing. You know, it's like, honestly, I cannot listen to, you know, I'm not really a rap fan, but it's like, I just can't listen to the stuff that, you know, they're putting on the radio right now. It's like that soft rock and that country music is really appealing to me. And I'm a big fan of that type of music. And Stevie Wonder and Donnie Hathaway, you know, I'm like, those are my influences. And, you know, of course, Michael Jackson. So,
DJ, these are some young cats. And hey, one person said Drake or Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody saying none of them cats. Which, I mean, you know, I ain't dissing them because I got the albums. So you know what I'm saying? I listen to everything. But I can't believe these cats went back. They took me on that answer alone, DJ. What do you think, DJ? Is she there? Because I can't hear her again. Okay. But y'all took me back with those answers.
Oh man, I mean, I like Drake. I like Drake and Nicki, man. They and Wayne, you know, they doing their thing. You know, I like
some of those singers too, man. But if you listen to like I said, some of the country and western, Brad Paisley, a tune like, you got to get a little mud on the tires. I mean, you got to think about it, and you listen to about it, and you can just relate to, you know, to the stuff that happens with us over here on the other side of the track, but it's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just, you know, what can I say, man?
Oh, I agree with you because I listen to country and western as well, and they got great lyrics. I mean, where you go, wow, I never would have thought about it like that, you know.
You know, that's the songwriter in me. I guess that's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, Drew, I want you to explain the song to the end of the song. that took me a minute to look. I looked at the title and went, I hope that's the title of the song, till the end of the song.
Okay, I'm going to clear it up before before I get into it, cause, you know, I know this special someone that I have in my life is probably listening, but the song is based off of, you know, how, okay, you go to the club, you know, you got your girl at home, but sometimes you want to just go out and have a good time or whatnot, and you see this other girl in the club, and, you know, she's probably got a man, you know, too, or whatever, you know, in a relationship, and, you know, y'all make eye contact, and the chemistry is, like, real crazy, so, you know, you go up, and you dance for a little while, but you can't take it no farther than the club, because you guys are committed, so all you're doing is, you know, having a nice, you know, intimate time dancing in the club, so I say, I'ma love you to the end of the song. After
right.
We finish with the club, hey, we turn
our
head. That's it. You know?
It didn't happen. I had many a night like that.
You know what I mean?
I had many a night like that, and we remixed it somewhere else. You feel me?
I never did it. I watched my boy do it. You know? So. Yeah, man. So
Blackmail ATL, the song you know. Is that the name of the title of the song? Okay, explain that.
You know, it's pretty much about a chick, and she's like torn between two guys. One of the guys, you know, he's successful, he's doing his thing, but he only kind of like calls her when he needs her. And the other guy, you know, he really ain't got much, you know what I'm saying? He's just an average Joe, you know, but he's there for her whenever she needs him. But when she needs something, she always, you know, they're going with the guy who's got everything. But when the guy who's got everything ain't around, she calls the other guy. So she's like torn between two guys.
You know, and
cool.
The guy who really wants her, he's man enough to put his pride aside and say, okay, you go ahead and do what you got to do. But you know, at the end of the day, you're the one that I'm the one that you need, and I need you too. And the song is really guitar driven and everything, and it's a live thing.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. This one is live.
Yeah, and it's more like that thing like Drew Star was saying. It's more like the soft rock kind of thing, but we put a little edge on it. You'll check it out. You'll see what he's saying.
Okay, we're gonna start first with Drew Star to the end of the song. Then after that, Blackmail ATL with You Know.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Moving to the music, my head is on your shoulder.
viene, tú enciende la pista, la pone caliente y a mí tú me coges dentro toda la gente. Peleando, sube la temperatura como tu baby, no hay ninguna. Tú eres caliente, baby, you hard, but you still gotta go by the end of the night.
All right, thank you. Yeah, this one is called You Know. Check it out, y'all.
Why do you keep breaking my heart and living a lie behind a facade? You say that it's over. Tell me we're through. But the look in your eyes, so I keep on waiting and anticipating for the day when your love will come through. Baby, you know it's me that you need, and when your heart cries, the tears I will bleed. Baby, your decision and give you your space. Did I see you with him and the look on your face? So I swallow my pride, put my ego aside, and pray that one day.
Things he wanna do and all the things that he can, you know they don't include you. You know what it be, him or me, on your heart I'll set you free. Take it fast or take it slow, I got you shouting now, you know,
baby, you know, you know,
I want you to clap your hands. Come on.
Oh.
know.
Thank you. All right.
Hey, TAZP, I'm feeling both of those songs as well. I'm going to be recording some stuff after the show tonight. Got to put it on CD so I can listen to it in the car. Drew Starrs, give your information so people can reach you. And after Drew, Blackmail ATL, give your information so people can reach you and listen to your music or buy your music as well.
Cool, cool. Before I give my info, man, I got to give a shout-out, man, to the people that was on the song with me. To the end of the song, my boy Cuban Poppy, he came all the way from Cuba just to be on the joint. And Miss Lady Asaya and the producer, T Black. So shout-out to them. Much love. But
cool.
You can reach Drew Starrs on Facebook. It's J-R-U-S-T-A-R-Z. Also, my MySpace, J-R-U-S-T-A-R-Z. Go MySpace.com/J-R-U-S-T-A-R-Z. And purchase It's a Shame. It's on iTunes right now. It's under my name as well, J-R-U-S-T-A-R-Z. So, you guys, thanks for the love, the support.
Yeah,
God bless.
It's all good. Blackmail ATL.
Yeah, you can reach Blackmail ATL, of course, on Facebook. That's on Blackmail ATL. That's male spelled M-A-L-E, not M-A-I-L. Like, we ain't trying to blackmail nobody. But anyway, Blackmail ATL, we can be reached on Facebook. And we just like to thank all you guys for listening to our music. And we also have a MySpace, Blackmail ATL MySpace. And we just want to thank everybody for listening to our music. Hopefully you'll be inspired a little bit by what we're trying to do. And keep on knocking, my man, Drew Starr. You got something, dog.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know.
Keep it rolling, dog.
Appreciate that, man. Y'all too.
Oh, man, I forgot to ask you, man, before I get up out of here, man. I missed the annual party next year, man. I just, you know, I want to actually be at that one this time, man. So you still going to do that?
Well, I'm going to be in the process of moving to VA, Virginia, so... Because I got my artists up there that I do music with, and they're performing already, and they waiting on me to get up there so I can start performing with them as well. So it'll be next year, but most definitely when I hit a couple of these networks and clubs, I'm gonna invite both of y'all to come up there and perform and get some of the cheese with us.
That'll
for real.
Cool, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. Don't worry, y'all always in my mind, on my mind. And like I said, I love the music. Much success to you. I can't speak enough about you because every time I say something or talk with underground artists, I always put y'all names in there so they can check y'all out as well. We need to be together in this thing to rise it to the top, baby.
Ooh,
for real.
Yeah, right.
All right. DJ, you still there?
Of course I'm here, dear.
Okay. Well, I love you too, dear. Until the next show, we out.
Hi, DJ.
Good night, gentlemen.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. For real. Your check is not for real. Yeah. See, I was coolin' in my blacked out SUV. Bass heavy beats and fat lyrics comforting me. Enjoyment of the sun, gleaming through my popped up. A little kid chasing a ball, makes me stop abruptly. Thanking God that I was aware. Little kids get out his mind, he tears and stares. I comfort him, telling him to be full of care. Mom's coming out the front door, jacked up hair. Drug customer, body used up, lips all black. Thanking me for spending his life, but still wants to sag. Give me a hit, I know you have some. So she says, stupid gaze, the mind glazed over the walk of death. He's straight right, you doing that thing. I know you have just what I need. I've been like this since after his dad. Left me with three kids, no job. And I was so sad until I did the chemical thing. I know it's all bad, it's no